Let me describe my job a little bit. Now, I said Marshall Holloway was in charge of getting these bombs developed.
Right.
Okay. He's the reason that Teller left in a huff, of course.
Yeah.
Holloway would get all of, in principle, Holloway's group would get all of their design information from Carson Mark.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you want to ask who invented that device, I'd say the theoreticians who calculated something that they thought would work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the theoreticians were Conrad Longmire and also, to some extent, at least Marshall Rosenbluth.
Okay.
Well, Carson Mark was their boss. He had a wonderful ability to seem to be able to sense what might be important and what wasn't. But if you also think about getting these devices built, if I remember right, it was only about 16 months from the time the mic was fired, which said we now know how we can make one bomb, had to be weaponized. Well, in that 16 months, this was Jay Wexler's bomb.
Right.
And he had to get a most unbelievably complicated thing.
Yes.
To manufacture. It's very simple to calculate.
Yes.
But very, very difficult to make.
Yes.
Okay. So, and that was 16 months. Now, I came into what was going to be the Bravo shot much later than that, and still had to get a bomb ready. There was, I think there couldn't have been, I don't think there could have been a year from the time they said, well, the theoreticians thought they could design something that could be made to work in less than a year to get this thing built.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty hard job.
Yeah.
Because in the first place, they say they think they know how, in general, how to do it, but they don't have enough detailed calculations, say how big what should be, how much of this kind of fuel, and a whole lot of details.
Sure, sure.
So those have to come in later. First, they have to tell you, well, the outside dimensions. We'll first make a bomb case, and then everything has to fit in it. Okay,
yeah.
That gives them their room to work. And then they have to design specific dimensions and run calculations, see if that said that worked, and so on until they finally, you have to, my job then was to go to Carson Mark and browbeat him for information that would fit the production schedule. You'd say, here's the outside dimension. Okay, what's the next thing in there? How thick is it? What's it made of? And we're going to, and they would have an idea, well, it's going to be some material or other, and a thickness like, oh, he would wave arms and say about like this, and so on. And then you have to tie down exactly what is it so somebody can make it.
Yeah.
And so I would find a time when Carson Mark was hiding and find where he was hiding and demand, we have to have it now.
Why would he be hiding?
What?
Why would he be hiding?
Because everyone is demanding these numbers right now.
Okay. Okay.
And anything to get another, one more calculation run. It's always that we can just get one more run.
I got it.
And you have to say, no, we're running out of time. Okay, so I didn't invent anything. But I had to gather the information, transmit it to the people who were building things. And see that it got built, and once built, that it was assembled and supervised the assembly. And after it was assembled, Holloway insisted that somebody be with that bomb until it was fired. Wow. So I slept under that bomb.
Wow.
And Harold Agnew would relieve me so I could go to lunches.
Wow.
But somebody was there.